Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to pass over from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter.
Lord, do you wash my feet?
What I am doing you do not know now, but afterward you will understand.
You shall never wash my feet.
If I do not wash you, you have no part in me.
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
He who is bathed does not need to wash, except for his feet. But he is clean all over, and you are clean, but not all of you.
He had washed their feet and taken his garments, then resumed his place.
Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Amen, amen, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of you all. I know whom I have chosen. It is that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I tell you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Amen, amen, I say to you, he who receives any one whom I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Lord, where are you going?
Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow afterward.
Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you.
Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow till you have denied me 3 times. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another. Father, the hour has come. glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee, since thou hast given him power over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me in thy own presence with the glory which I had with thee before the world was made. I have manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they know that everything that thou hast given me is from thee, for I have given them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom thou hast given me, for they are thine. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name, which thou hast given me. I have guarded them, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to thee. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not pray that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. As thou didst send me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be consecrated in truth. I do not pray for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. I do not pray for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. Even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. The glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them even as thou hast loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom thou hast given me, may be with me where I am, to behold my glory which thou hast given me in thy love for me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these know that thou hast sent me. I have made known to them thy name, and I will make it known, that the love with which thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Миром Господу помолимся. О Свышнем мире и о спасении душ наших Господу помолимся.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples across the Kidron Valley, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas, procuring a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to befall him, came forward.
Whom do you seek?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I am he.
They drew back and fell to the ground.
Whom do you seek?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I told you that I am he.
So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him. First they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, and who had given counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. As this disciple was known to the high priest, he entered the court of the high priest along with Jesus, while Peter stood outside the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the maid who kept the door and brought Peter in. The maid who kept the door said to Peter,
"Are not you also one of this man's disciples?"
"I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching.
"I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing secretly. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I have said to them. They know what I said."
When he had said this, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand. "Is that how you answer the high priest?"
"If I have spoken wrongly, bear witness to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me?"
Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself.
"Are not you also one of his disciples?"
"I am not."
"Did I not see you in the garden with him?"
"No."
Now my tongue the mystery telling of the glorious body seen, and the blood all price excelling, which the Gentiles Lord and King once on earth among us dwelling shed for this world's ransoming. Condescending to be born for us below, he with men in converse blending dwelt the seed of truth to sow, till he closed with a wondrous ending his most patient life of woe. Night at supper lying mid the 12 his chosen band, Jesus with the law complying keeps the feasts, its rites demand. Then most precious food supplying, gives himself with his own hand. Word made flesh, true bread he maketh, by his word his flesh to be. Wine his blood when men partaketh, though his senses fail to see. Faith alone when sight forsaketh, shows true hearts the mystery. Therefore we before him bending, this great sacrament types and shadows have their ending, for the newer rite is here. Faith our outward sense befriending, makes our inward vision clear. Glory let us give and blessing to the Father and the Son, honor, thanks, and praise addressing, while eternal ages run, ever to his love confessing.